JNM After Midnight. This week's episode, A Year in Review, The State of the Podcast. Alright, welcome to NJNM After Midnight, where the smooth sounds of Tyler and Ben's voices don't stop with just the movie review. That is a tagline I'm working on. I don't know if it works. I don't know if it plays. Ben, do you like that? Oh, by the way, tonight, in the fictional Chinese restaurant in the big city, very vague where we're located. It's a very quaint place, very ornate. It's a sit-down kind of Chinese restaurant, not the one that you walk in and it has, like, the generic menu, and there's, like, two stools. No, this is a nice family-owned Chinese restaurant that is open 24 hours a day. And it gets most of its business after midnight, and that's why we're here. Today, we're going to be discussing...
It's big enough for us to set up podcasting equipment inside, so...
Yeah, it's a very... I just like the idea of just so many cords across the restaurant, like in the laptop and the microphone and the headphones and just everything.
Yeah.
But today, we're going to be talking about the one-year anniversary of the Not Just New Movies podcast. Came and went. A lot of people didn't realize that we'd been on for a year. We hit our 50th episode, although 52 would probably recognize an official year.
Mm-hmm.
You may go one, you may go the other. It doesn't matter. So we thought we'd do a little, look back or a look to the beginnings of the podcast. Ben, I think you were the first individual to actually think of the idea for a podcast. Am I right?
Ever? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start there.
We've had notjustnewmovies.com, the website, has been in existence since 2006.
Hugely popular.
A companion piece, if you will, to the solarsentinel.blogspot.com, a blog you started in, kind of a similar time. We were still in college at the time, just kind of writing about whatever, and eventually if you look at the posts over the years, they've just exponentially increased, seemingly.
My grammar has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it definitely has. So, all of us, we all have kind of become, Joe, has got the playingfieldblog.com. We're all kind of friends from back in the day and just decided to see if we could throw something together and just talk about movies. I've been a big fan of podcasts for a few years now. The first podcast that I ever listened to was the Slash Film Podcast. It's actually called the Slash Film Cast.
I've heard of those guys.
Dave Chen and Devendra Hardwar and Adam Quigley are like a huge inspirations for me. If you guys have listened to this podcast and you've never listened to the Slash Film Cast, definitely check them out. They talk about more like modern, like up-to-date movies, like the movie of the week type of thing.
Yeah, the structure is very similar, and I didn't find out that until after we had started this podcast. So I started listening to the Slash Film Cast, and I was like, wait a second. They're stealing ideas from Ben.
No.
And I haven't changed my argument since. Don't try to persuade me.
The other way around. Those guys are huge influences on me, and I'm a big fan of what they've got going over there. And
nice.
I just wanted to try to, there's a lot of podcasts out there that talk about the movie of the week, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I just wanted to kind of come up with something because the website is not just new movies, talking about movies that aren't necessarily that, maybe movies that people love, maybe movies that people have never heard of before, just like random stuff. I feel like that the concept of a random movie every week is really intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Just because you never know what's going to come next.
Yeah, so. Like you can find like whatever came out this week, Cowboys and Aliens, there's going to be like 50 plus podcasts about Cowboys and Aliens. Like each site that reports movies, not that I'm saying, like you said, it's not bad. It's just you're probably going to hear the same things. You're going to hear the same stories. You're going to hear the same press releases and this, that, and the other thing. And everybody's opinion counts, but it's just about that one movie. Whereas the Not Just New Movies podcast is kind of, and the site itself, you're not seeing a review every week of the movie that everyone's talking about. You're going to see a review of the movie, Donnie Darko or, Throw Mama from the Train. and it's just kind of like it's an oasis in the desert of popularity where, the film may not be popular, it may not be good, but the whole adventure and the whole comedy. I find comedy in watching terrible movies.
Oh, yeah.
And I find comedy in critiquing movies. Like, I try not to be, like Conan O'Brien said, don't be cynical. So I try not to be too hateful when reviewing films. So I try to take, you do the same thing. We try to take a more of a comedic critique. And we do get serious as far as the discussion, but I think it's good to have a podcast out there on the internet that is like, hey, ever hear of this film or remember this movie?
Yeah.
Let's go back and make fun of it, or let's go back and see how shitty it is or how good it is or whatever the movie is.
Yeah, or see if it holds up. You know, that's another thing too that we've used this podcast for, is like for both of us kind of seeing movies that, you know, everybody's been talking about that we've never seen, you know, kind of classics, and seeing if they hold up well
for
people.
Yeah, that's what I like about it too.
Yeah, people who've never seen them before. Like we talked about, I don't know, Lawrence of Arabia was one, but there's been a ton of movies that we talked about that were kind of considered classics that we had never really seen before.
And the whole lockdown history, like the history of Hollywood and how movies were made, and the movies that were made in certain decades, like Scarlet Street, watched recently. Like, it's just kind of interesting discussing, oh, this is how movies were made, and, you know, you may see the movie from the present point of view, and I may try to put myself as a moviegoer into that time period, and this kind of interesting mix of opinions and what we saw and what we kind of gained from seeing that movie, which I don't think a lot of podcasts, I mean, I'm sure there are specific podcasts that do old movies or something, but
yeah, but I don't think it gets any more random than the Not Just New Movies podcast. Like, you never, one week you're talking Pulp Fiction, and the next it's Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia. It's like
third installment in a fairly popular series of films, which, you know, the series isn't even popular, it's just that one movie.
Yeah.
But so, like, I remember last summer when we were talking about starting this, we had, like, unlike you, I hadn't been listening to podcasts. Like, I only recently, actually, like, 2011, started listening to podcasts ad nauseum, because I work a job where I just sit and listen. Like, it would drive me crazy if I just sat there in the silence.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good song. I think that's a Depeche Mode song. Enjoy the silence. Anyway, and so, like, the idea of a podcast was kind of new to me, because I kind of knew how it worked, where a site would hold the file and then we could play the file. Because you had done, like, we had done audio reviews before.
Yes.
For specific movies. NotJustNewMovies.com, which used to be NotJustNewMovies.blogspot.com. And you were like, yeah, let's do a podcast. And I was like, okay, good idea. We were trying to think of, like, unique things that we could do. So we came up with, like, the game. And then we were trying to think of themes for the different shows. So I think we've done that pretty well so far.
Yeah.
We haven't done too many double features, but when we do, they always seem justified.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, I mean, and not to get
one, two.
What's that?
Like Evil Dead 1 and 2, like you can't watch one without watching the other, even though it's kind of the same movie, like you can have that discussion.
Yeah, and our first one, I mean, we started out like pretty big with all things Batman, talking about like how many freaking movies were in that thing. But
it was just interesting because we didn't really know what to do. Like we knew we had to find a site to support a podcast, and we didn't know like how to advertise it. And, you know, I was contacting like Netflix to see if they would hire us as Netflix employees to do this podcast, and we hadn't even recorded the first episode yet. So I don't know what I was thinking business strategy wise, but I thought that was pretty funny to just go balls out and be like, hey, we're two guys. We love movies. We're going to use Instant Watch constantly. Just hire us on. I think we were both looking for work at the time, too.
Yeah.
And I think, for a long time, I didn't have Skype on my computer. So it was delayed a long time from my corner, at least.
Yeah.
And then we eventually had, the All Batman episode where we had you, me, Pat, and good friend of the show, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked for a good 2 hours. So
yeah, it was
it probably wasn't the best decision to go 2 hours on the first episode. Like, hey, everybody, come see this 2 hour long podcast.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's our largest hit one. So I think the character we chose was a grand scheme
Yeah, because everybody loves Batman.
Everybody
you know?
Loves Batman, unless you're a Superman fan.
Well, everybody's seen Batman, I should say.
That's true.
Or some one of the Batmen that we talked about, that's for sure.
But I really enjoy, and this is just me, but I like that's the next movie we chose. Like, I knew this would be fun, because I was like, this really is not just new movies, because we're going from a hugely popular franchise to a completely obscure Sean Connery film.
Yeah.
And that's still one of my favorite episodes. It's just, and we had four people on the first episode, and then we were like the follow-up episode, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And so we could see what the dynamic was. And I think both were listenable as far as back and forth. So I was kind of wary as like, could Ben and I really hold up a podcast? And if you haven't listened to Outland, it's pretty hilarious because that movie was really enjoyable, but at the same time, kind of bad.
Yeah, pretty questionable.
Of course, you know, we could go through every single episode, but
yeah, I mean, we had my current roommate Pat was on for the first, I think, 20 episodes of this podcast, and then he ended up getting a job with a company that I can't really say who it is, but it made it really kind of dicey for him to continue recording because I will say it's in the entertainment industry.
Is it the FBI?
No, it's not the FBI. That's not the FBI.
We do give a lot of U.S. secrets on this show.
So he wasn't able to continue on, so you and I have just kind of spearheaded it from there. But, and you know, it was cool having him on and everything, and I wish that he could come back because I think he, like, you are definitely into your thing, you know? Like, you were talking about in this most recent episode, the one that we just recorded, the Prince of Persia episode.
Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, episode 51, yes.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, like, action movies and, like, you know, that's your kind of deal, you know? Like, that's you as a moviegoer. You love Van Damme and all these, like, ridiculous kind of action films and stuff. And I, you know, have a little bit, I'm going to say, maybe just
Oh, if you say a more sophisticated taste, I'm going to punch you right in the mouth.
No, I was not going to say more sophisticated. I was just going to say better rounded. Like, I'm more tolerable of other genres, whereas you, I think, could be happy to just sit there and watch action movies from the 80s and 90s over and over and over again. I like those too, but I would like a little bit more diversity. Like, I think I'm a lot more tolerable of other things, of slower movies and stuff like that. Like, you need the kind of jolt of electricity to get you going through a movie. You're much more of like a kind of an entertainment driven movie watcher, I think, if that's fair to say.
Yeah, and it's a good little spice into the podcast, because where it could be like a Ebert and Roper discussion where both are, now I'm not saying you boring, I'm saying they're boring. They could just drone on and on about the specifics of a movie, but instead we have this back and forth where I'm like popping things off of what I hated about a boring movie, and you're like, well, you know, the director wanted to do this, and you give the sophisticated side of the discussion. Yeah, I said it. And I give more of the I don't want to say like the blue collar side, but
Like the firing from the seat of your pants kind
guns
blazing side.
Or it's just kind of more edgier thoughts on movies. Like, I don't give a shit about like what the director was trying to say. I care more about like, was this a good movie?
Right, yeah.
You know, like, if I watch a bad movie and it has this message behind it, it's like, well, he should have made a better movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's like, he spent $500 million on this, or I kind of look at those things.
Right, yeah.
I don't look at a lot of, like, writers. I sometimes I don't even look at directors. Like, I'll look at actors and what the story is about. I sometimes have a hard time drawing the line between realism and fantasy, so I'll refer to the actors as their characters' names as if the movie actually happened.
Right, yeah.
And I enjoy that world that I've secluded myself in.
Right, yeah. But the point of all this being that I think you've got that kind of extreme, and I've got a history of writing.
You're
about
a film
movies.
Student, basically.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, I didn't go to film school per se, but I've got a history of writing about movies for websites and stuff, like where that's like something that I've been doing for years now. So I know like the development side and stuff, and like what these movies, some of the more recent ones, what they used to be, what their early incarnations were and stuff like that. And then, so I've got like kind of, the inside scoop, maybe we'll say, just for purposes of convenience.
Yeah.
I don't
want to sound like Spock, and I'm the Kirk of the Starship, not just new movies.
So that would make Pat the Bones of the thing, and that's what I'm trying to get at, is that Pat was kind of a good balance in between both of us of, like, he hadn't seen nearly as many movies as I had, but he's also, he knows... What's that?
Temperamental.
Yeah, like, yeah, he gets really, like, passionate about the stuff that he really cares about, and he's just kind of like a good balance act between both of us, I think. Like, you're on one kind of end, and I'm on the other end, and Pat was kind of, like, right in the middle. Like, you could tell he had streaks of loving the ridiculous shit, but also, like, trying to look at things analytically and kind of take things a little seriously.
He didn't thrive on it like I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to see Troll 3. I actually watched Transfers 2 after we watched Transfers. Like, a regular person's not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I was like, instant watch, Helen Hunt, boom.
Yeah.
I'll throw this question out here. What do you think we should do to improve, like, do you see any faults with the podcast at all after a year, after 51 episodes?
I mean,
am I a little too much? Should I tone it down? Should I leave?
No.
Ben, is that what you're saying?
No, and actually, it's kind of cool because I mentioned that, Pat is my current roommate, and you and I used to live together back when I was living in Florida. So it's been a cool way, you're on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. It's been a cool way to kind of connect those dots.
Yeah, I really wish we had started the podcast then.
When we were still living in the same spot.
We watched a buttload of movies.
Yeah, we did.
Like, I think every night, we used to have Blockbuster Instant. I don't know why we didn't have Netflix. Like,
yeah.
But we had this Blockbuster Instant. And it wasn't instant, first of all. You had to, like, you got a DVD in the mail from Blockbuster. We had a Blockbuster right across the street.
Yeah, we could walk there.
Yeah, we would get it in the mail, like, nightly. There was so much stuff across the street. Anyway, that's probably why I got so fat. Like, I was just eating Burger King and Firehouse and Barbie on a nightly basis. But anyway, like, we would get the DVD in the mail, and it would be something, I don't know, something legitimate from your pick. And then we would go across the street after we watched the movie and turn in a movie, and we could pick up another movie because we paid for the service. And then they switched the service on us where we could only do that like 5 times a month.
Yeah.
We were doing it like maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then we would have like butt heads because I would put things at the top of the queue. But you were expecting, let's say, 500 Days of Summer, when in reality what's coming in the mail is like The One starring Jet Li, which we've seen already, but I didn't care because I wanted to see The One. So there was that, and I think that was kind of, we really should have had Netflix now that I think about it, because I think Instant Watch was around. We just didn't know how it worked.
Yeah, it was. We just didn't have it. It was easier because we both had Blockbuster accounts, and it was just a lot easier. But
we watched a ton of movies, and we watched a ton of good movies that we could have easily just stopped the film and podcasted immediately.
Yeah.
So that's the only regret 2 years into the past that I have. But
yeah, I mean, you were talking about like ways to make the podcast better, and I think one of the things that we've done pretty well is like slowly been getting better and better guests. Like, and that's not to say that like Jared from our first episode was a terrible guest or anything like that. I'm just saying more high profile people. Like, we've had a lot of people on this podcast that I've respected, for a long time from the film community, the kind of film writing community, I guess.
Right.
People that I've met at Sundance that I made friends with, and people who now have become, we would call them friends of the podcast, like people who've been on multiple times, Kate and Allison and Vince Mancini from Film Drunk, and all these guys that, that I have read their work for a long time. And I think slowly we're starting to get, up there to the point where maybe in the next year we could start getting, like, quote-unquote legitimate people on, like maybe actors and directors and stuff. We've already had D.C. Pearson on.
Sidney Pollack. I feel like
Sidney Pollack died a couple years ago, I'm pretty sure.
Let down.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But, you know what I mean? Like, that, as far as things to look forward to, that's kind of where I'm hoping we can take this. Ultimately, when I first kind of conceived of this podcast, the thing that I really wanted, and I still think that this is possible, it might take us a little bit to get there, but I legitimately think that we can do this, is turn this podcast into the place where people are talking and say, hey, did you hear about that one podcast where, like, Julia Roberts talked about Tango and Cash? And it's like, you know, like, we get, like, the most ridiculous combos of random celebrities and actors and directors and people in the industry to talk about movies that they have nothing to do with. That way they can actually say what they really feel about it, because there's so much in Hollywood that is, you know, political, and you have to, like, watch where you step and say things a certain way because you could work with those people in the future, or maybe you are working with them currently or whatever. So just the concept of that whole randomness thing coming through, hopefully that's what I'm kind of banking on this podcast turning into, just getting Ben Stiller on to talk about X-Men First Class or something. You know,
like, what did Harrison Ford think of Eagle Eye, and what did Shia LaBeouf think of Firewall?
Yeah, exactly. That might
2-hour kind of epic episode.
That might kind of be a bad choice, considering those guys, I think, are in a little bit of a back and forth in the
They're
media.
Not just new friends.
Oh man, that's the sub podcast.
I like the spice of having those review each other's movies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I still like having our friends on, because that gives, like, an extra level of inside jokes that, again, I really enjoy, but obviously listeners aren't going to understand. But
I feel like we do a pretty good job.
Yeah. I think we have a certain repertoire among each other that, you know, certain podcasts, and like I've been saying, like, I've been listening to a lot of comedy podcasts where comedians like Doug Benson or Jimmy Pardo or Paul Tompkins or whatever, and they'll have their friends on their podcast, and there's, like, this dynamic that makes the podcast enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, kind of having friends on and friends that we know, like the writers that you were talking about, it creates a better listening experience instead of just, like, stiff questions or stiff reactions. Although we haven't really had any guests that we just met give stiff reactions. I think they've all kind of melded in really well into the ambiance of the show.
And I think because we're just so kind of laid back about everything, that makes people, like, be like, okay, I can breathe easy that this isn't going to be, like, a hard-hitting interview or anything like that.
It's no, like, and this is a shout-out to everybody who wants to be on the podcast. Like, you could be the Dalai Lama, and I'm going to treat you like I treat Ben Pearson. Mr. Llama, that is bull crap. I don't think you watched this movie. And I don't know why you showed up for this podcast.
Mr. Llama.
And I like that dynamic, because a lot of, you know, you can see a lot of interviews, especially after Comic-Con, where every person who has a website who was there tries to interview someone, and they ask the same questions. Oh, when's Indiana Jones 5 going to happen? Or what do you think about your role in this movie? Like, I hope if we ever have any celebrities on, we throw those to the wayside and just kind of talk to them as moviegoers. Like, we're all kind of, it's a very egalitarian podcast, I'd say.
Sure. Yeah.
Google it.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, that's basically, I think, all we wanted to kind of cover in this After Midnight, just a little look back at what we've done and kind of, you know, the origins of it and the influences and kind of, you know, high points and stuff like that. So,
I want to thank my guest here at the restaurant, Ben R. Pearson, for joining me.
You're welcome. And, we should thank everybody who's been a guest, you know, on the podcast in the past.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So, thanks for everybody, you know.
I think we thank them in each in their individual episodes, but
we do.
We can thank them again, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever considered a third co-host?
Well, I mean, after
it works better as a trifecta.
After Pat left, I don't know. It's been kind of
very huge power vacuum that needs to be filled.
It's been interesting because I think
we've gone 30 episodes without a permanent third person.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're kind of, like, honestly, I like the vibe that we have now, because it's you and I and then the guest. Like, that's when the dynamic, I think, is good, because, you know, and this is this is not to say that if Pat wanted to come back, I would be like, no, I like the dynamic that we have now. You know, of course I would have him back, but I'm just saying, I think instead of like actively searching out a replacement or something like that, I think it's fine the way it is because you have you and me and then a guest. So that's only like three Skype signals kind of competing at once. And if you're not in the same place, it's hard to have a multi-person conversation really flow and make sense. So that's why Pat and I, that's why it worked well that Pat and I were here because we could see like when the other one was getting ready to say something and we weren't like, sometimes you and I like talk over each other because we just can't see each other. It's all audio that we're doing. So then we're like, oh, wait, what? What did you say? And it just kind of, it cuts down on that kind of stuff. You ass. It cuts down on that kind of stuff.
So yeah, that was a little look back onto the year in review of the podcast, the state of the podcast, if you will.
Yeah, I like it.
Here at ANJNMM After Midnight. Write in. Tell us what you think of these little vignettes that we do. Give us a little suggestion of what an After Midnight should be themed about. I know we definitely want to do the Harry Potter series, and we definitely want to do a Captain America. Hopefully we do that soon so that people don't forget those movies came out.
Yep.
Again, thanks for joining me, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Thanks.
I'm going to motion for the check here.
Yeah, thanks for paying. Although, I appreciate that.
Whoa. Assuming a little bit too much there, Pearson.
You want the check.
All right, I'll see you later, buddy.